I love working with Jess because she is so kind when it comes to these difficult situations. I never feel alone. She makes me feel supported and that this is not a me problem. This is a problem that is bigger than me and that God can help me with those problems that I'm dealing with.
Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so glad that you're here with me today on the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. So glad that you're here. And if you have been here for any length of time or listened to any other episode, make sure you hit the follow button. But also, if you've been here and you've been encouraged and inspired, would you just take a few seconds to leave a rating and review? Because if you're anything like me, I definitely check out the reviews. And there is nothing better than to go to reviews and just be encouraged and inspired by a product or a show. So thank you. Thank you for just taking a few seconds to tell other listeners that might stumble upon this podcast and encourage them to also listen in. But most importantly, today we're going to be talking about forgiving yourself. And if this is something that you really struggle with, then this episode is for you. And if you're like, hey, I'm good, then maybe this episode is not for you. But for me, I know learning to forgive myself for the mistakes I made in a biblical way was extremely important. And today I'm going to be talking about that. Like, what does the Bible say about forgiving ourselves? And we often see this inside of the clinical world and psychology about forgiving ourselves, but I feel like we don't hear it a lot inside of our Christian circles or our friends. And what does that look like? Now, I know that I've said you just need to give grace to yourself. And yes, like we're not the ones that give grace. But what I'm really saying is we need more patience with ourselves. We need to be more kind to ourselves. But what does that mean then in the context of forgiving ourselves? Because there are things that we've done maybe pre-Jesus or maybe things that we've done post-Jesus. I know for me, there are things that still come for me on both ends. And the decisions that I've made, things that I can't believe I've done or that I have allowed to happen into my life. And I had to process through that. And a lot of that was really just receiving what Jesus did for me, but on a deeper level, because I know that so many of us know that in our head, right? We know what Jesus did, but do we really receive it in our hearts, in our full entire being of, okay, like if I am forgiven of my sins and Jesus did that for me, then what does it look like to walk this process out myself? And when I say walk this process out myself, I'm really saying that we can say we forgive somebody, but then there's this process after that we have to continue to choose forgiveness. So now that I might have grief come for me or sadness or anger, but it's the forgiveness that guides my actions. So that means that when I am forgiving myself, that I have to continue to go back to what Jesus did for me on the cross. That is what's going to guide my actions. It's something that we talk about so much inside of the Spiritual Growth Mentorship because we are our own worst critics, right? Like
I work with the women all the time on how do we be kind to ourselves? How do we be patient with ourselves? It's one thing that, like I said, I talk about over and over again inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. We know that God forgives us of our sin through Jesus, but what happens is we kind of carry the weight of that. And we think to ourselves that we have to get right before we go to God. And oftentimes when we believe that, we isolate ourselves. And there's a difference between isolation and getting away. Because when we are kind of retreating and going to be with Jesus and spending some time alone, there's still this invitation for other people to help you and to come in inside of like your circle and to be there for you. And then there's isolation where you cut off all things. You cut off any ability for people to love you. You isolate yourself. And so there's definitely a difference there, but I don't want to get too much into that. But we think we have to get ourselves right before we go to God. And, you know, for me, it was always this idea that God was just this really big king and he was this really big God. And he was always in the distance and I could see him on his throne. And that's just who he was to me for a really long time. He was just kind of this boss, maybe this person in my life that I knew people were telling me that he loved me. And I knew that to be true in my head, but it was just something I couldn't make the connection with for a really long time. Because when you grow up without any kind of authority in your life, that's just something that you have to unlearn. You have to unlearn what it means to surrender and lay your life down for somebody else when, you know, you've spent your entire life laying yourself down for yourself and what you can do. So, you know, making mistakes, it sucks. I know it's the last thing that we want to do. And then we convince ourselves that, you know, we're never going to get it right. And we think, what's the point anymore? And we just kind of drown ourselves in this self-loathing. So I know that one would say, you know, hey, maybe you already thought that's like, there's nowhere in the Bible that talks about forgiving ourselves. And you're right. It talks about how we are forgiven for our sins through Jesus. And with that comes the release of shame and guilt because it doesn't hinge on our ability to forgive ourselves. So our freedom from the strongholds that we carry, it comes from the cross's power, what Jesus did. So we should feel bad about our sin because when sin happens, it's why we experience guilt, but that's why we repent and confess because then we take that guilt that we're carrying and give it to the cross, which is why we're called to continue to repent of our sin. It's not that we live in sin. Our new identity is a saint, but we still have a sin habit and we should have sorrow, and that sorrow leads us to repentance. And that leads us to conviction because, you know, scripture in 2 Corinthians, I believe where it talks about godly sorrow and worldly sorrow, there are things that we should feel bad about the sin and the things that we've done. And that's not, listen, hear me out when I say this. This is not to make us feel condemned, but to feel conviction so that we turn back to Jesus and become more like him. But see, the world teaches us that we always have to feel good about everything, right? And in a lot of secular psychology, the goal is to always take it off of the person in the chair. And it's to say, it's not your fault. And this is not your responsibility. And all of these things, which some of that is 100% true, could be true. But when we think about godly counsel and wisdom, there is this responsibility of ourselves because we cannot control anybody else. But there is this laying down of shame and guilt on the cross that we no longer have to carry because it comes with conviction and it that leads us to repentance. And so we cannot set ourselves free from any of that. We can't set ourselves free from a sinful habit because Jesus already set us free. The goal isn't that we are striving to set ourselves free, but we're renewing our minds to stay free. That's why in scripture, we see two types of forgiveness. It's the forgiveness of our sins and the forgiveness of others. Colossians 3, 12 through 13 shares both of them with us. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now, this topic is also something I mentioned inside of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, and also inside of my spiritual growth mentorship, which is a 5-week mentorship program where I come alongside you to tell you and to show you that change is possible. Because for so long, the enemy has probably convinced you and other people have convinced you that you can't change. You're always going to be this way. And so I'm here to just say change is possible. And I know what it's like to walk through this process of forgiving yourself, but I'm just going to put this spin on it, because if we've already been forgiven and we're not striving to be set free, and our two calls of forgiveness, our commands is the forgiveness of our sins and the forgiveness of others. What I think we really are saying when it comes to forgiving ourselves is showing compassion and patience and kindness and gentleness towards ourselves in the healing process through the choices we make. So there is these stages that we go through when I believe we're healing over something specific or walking through a pain point or maybe something that triggers us to respond in a very specific way. I think there's stages for that. I don't think that we always have to be consciously thinking about, oh, you know, what does this feeling mean? And I think we can go too far from our feelings, and I think we can get too close to our feelings. And so what I really want us to think about is walking through forgiving ourselves is receiving what Jesus did on the cross. But as the writer in Colossians says, that we are to clothe ourselves. So to clothe, to put on, we are going to put on compassion. We're going to put on kindness. We're going to put on gentleness and humility and patience. That is so that we can bear with each other and forgive one another for the grievances. And we are to forgive as the Lord forgave. But I think there's this process where we get to do the same thing for us in living in our humanity in this world, that when something happens or we make a mistake, that we can be kind to ourselves as we are walking through that process. Now, what I mean by this is, even just in my own life, I'll use, of course, my own life for this example, is when I think about something that I did, or it's not even something I did, it's about choices I made, for example, staying in a relationship longer than I should have, or, you know, not cutting off this friend maybe when I should have, is that I can say, hey, Jess, like, you were learning. You are still learning. And now you have been given wisdom. You can see differently versus cutting my, Jess, what were you thinking? How could you have done that? Why didn't you see that? You should have known better, right? The shoulda, coulda, wouldas on ourselves. But there's this posture that we can hold ourselves, because when we are following the Holy Spirit, we get the fruit of the Spirit. So we can use those kind words. We can be patient with ourselves when we're trying to learn, and you know, especially when we don't make the right decision, we can be patient with ourselves when we're learning what was the right decision. We can be gentle with our pain instead of shoving our pain away or isolating ourselves. So if our goal is sanctification and becoming more like Christ, how can we extend that compassion towards others, but not toward ourselves? So it's important that we extend it toward ourselves. Why would you say you love Jesus and Jesus loves you and then just trash talk yourself? To me, it doesn't make sense. And I think that Paul is a great example of forgiving oneself, because he was a huge prosecutor of the church. And rather than live in shame and regret of what he did, God was able to use him, because he could have easily have believed that God could not use him, or to constantly think about and remind him of his sin. But that wasn't his life. He spread the gospel. And this was not Paul trying to make up for his past, Rather, it was out of understanding of God's salvation in his life. Paul writes, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life." Paul's sin actually became an avenue by which God was glorified. So rather than refuse to forgive himself, Paul readily received God's forgiveness and he rejoiced in it. You know, I think our culture just has rejected all negative emotions. And depending on where you are, if you're talking secular, it's all the emotions. And if you're in kind of the church culture, it's, you know, you shouldn't have feelings and just pray and just read your Bible and everything's just going to go away and be okay. But God gave us these capacities for these negative emotions and there is proper use for them. And so when we have this negative emotion and feelings arise about our mistakes, we get to turn to God in our pain and sorrow and imperfections to confess and repent. This is not a chance for us to hate ourselves. This is not a chance for us to act as though we're God and make the decision that we're too far gone, that was too big of a mistake, because that's what we often do when we make a mistake and we're trying to forgive ourselves. We put ourselves in God's position of what God did and we declare whether we're worthy or not. And that's just, it's an unhealthy place for us to be because we are only putting ourselves through a cycle of hell. And I say that because we just keep repeating and growing distant from God, thinking that we'll never be good enough. And it's not about how good or bad you are. Jesus doesn't need us. We're not here on this earth because he needs us. And that should not disappoint you. We are here because he chose us. I would rather be chosen than to feel like I'm only here because I'm needed. What great grace, mercy, love that he has for you, that he chose you to be here, even though he doesn't need us. And so when we're thinking about honoring our past without them becoming our identity or the lens that we view the world or our future, right? Because our body will probably try to tell us something. Things are going to pop up. Our palms are going to get sweaty. We're going to want to react and say things that we don't mean because we're still living through these past stories. And, you know, to really walk through past stories and not allow your past pain to dictate your present future is something we talk about in the mentorship. Join us inside the mentorship. You can go to jessicahuddle.com/heal. Make sure the link is in the show notes below. But this is important that we understand that this process of forgiveness is not about actually forgiving. It's about this patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. It's abiding in the fruit. And that fruit also being the words that we speak about ourselves. In how we take care of ourselves with our words, how we are disciplined with our words, how we clothe ourselves and carry ourselves. Because the shame and the guilt is going to come when we make a mistake. But when we do this with God and we repent and confess, guess what? He now takes the shame and guilt. That's why he went to the cross and it says that he died once for all. So sin produces shame and it produces guilt, but that can lead us, right? Because it convicts us and that leads us to repentance, which is returning to God, giving it to him. And then it's the enemy after that, that tries to convince you to continue to carry it. Friend, you've been forgiven already. And so now you get to walk out that process of forgiveness and clothing yourself with kindness and patience and gentleness towards the things that have happened to you, that you don't have to white knuckle your way, that you don't have to strive, that we get to stay free because we have already been set free. So again, Thank you for listening to this episode on the podcast. If you've been encouraged, take just a few seconds to leave a rating and review. Also, come follow me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And if you didn't already know, you can leave me a question. You can share what your favorite episode is or what you'd love to hear. You can do that at jessicahoddle.com/podcast. Now that I've overwhelmed you with things that you can do, again, Instagram, Jessica Hoddle, leave me a message on SpeakPipe. But most importantly, don't forget to stick around until the next episode. And one more thing, of course, I couldn't leave this episode without saying, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.